Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast just as students were going back to school. Months later, many families are still struggling to put their lives back together. For teenage girls, the fun of fretting over the perfect prom dress, well, it just can't be the highest priority this year. But wait, a 17-year-old senior from Beltsville, Maryland, is coming to the rescue on a cloud of sequins and chiffon. She's organized a campaign to send prom dresses to New Orleans and Mississippi. Marisa West joins us from her home outside of Washington. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, I understand you were shopping for your own prom dress when this idea came to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was looking for the perfect dress for my prom, and remembering how wonderful last year's prom was, being all dressed up and having my hair done and having the matching earrings and the matching shoes and lining up with my girlfriends and all of us giggling and having our picture taken. So I realized that there are so many girls in New Orleans who won't be able to have that experience. And I wanted to give them the opportunity to experience at least one high school tradition that high school girls all over the country experience.
Now, you had an initial goal of collecting 100 prom dresses, which you quickly did.
Oh, yes.
How many do you have now?
We probably have a little bit over 500 dresses, and
wow,
they are coming in fast.
Where are they coming from?
Oh, they're coming from all over the country. We have had dresses from California, from Kentucky, from New York, from Florida. It has been incredible.
Are they good-looking dresses? Are you seeing good stuff?
Well, we have gotten every sort of style you can imagine. Really large poofy dresses and really slinky dresses. We have gotten cocktail dresses. We have gotten gowns. We have gotten sequins. There's a dress for every type of girl.
I trust that you have a range of sizes.
Oh, yes.
Girls
have,
come in lots of sizes.
We have from size 2 to 2X. So
wow,
we got something for everybody.
Now, who do you imagine will wear these dresses? Who's going to get them?
So far, we have identified one school that will definitely be getting them. That is Cabrini High School, which is a Catholic girls' school in Mid-City, New Orleans. And we are in the process of identifying at least two more schools. But, of course, the hardest thing is finding a school that is answering the phone right now.
What about Mississippi?
We're looking there, too. We've gotten so many suggestions. We know they were hit very, very hard.
I hope you didn't forget to get your own dress in all this excitement. Do you know what you're going to be wearing to the prom?
Yes, I did pick up a dress, which I adore. It's maroon and gold and a chocolate brown all mixed together, and it's about knee length, so easy to dance in.
Uh-huh.
I absolutely fell in love with it when I saw it. It has a really nice flowy feel.
Well, thank you very much, Marisa.
Well, thank you very much.
Marisa West is a senior at Georgetown Day School in Washington. Now, if you want to send Marisa a few more dresses, there's still time to help. Check out our website, npr.org.